This morning I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's a fascinating gospel and completely relevant to our experiences right here, right now, in this place. You need a break? You're exhausted? Felt like the move into phase three was opening of hunting season. Suddenly everybody got a little bit crazy and started loading guns. The reality of our experience right now is that we are in a profound sense of transition, and you may well find yourself tired, beyond tired, exhausted, frustrated with people not keeping social distancing. For example, between now and Christmas, you and I are going to be this far away by order of the diocese. It's about 17 feet. It's all right. You'll be able to tell if I'm shaving or if I've had a haircut. But there is safety and protection for every single one of us in the midst of the experience we're having right now. All kinds of other things are going to change, and so please watch for communication. All of that to say is things could get a little busy again. Meanwhile, could we take Jesus' advice? Step back, take a deep breath, and re-engage at a pace that is comfortable for you. Maybe we need to take Jesus' advice and get away from it all. Some of you will find a hammock, maybe a chair in the backyard with a great book. Others will find yourself on the back of a three-person jet ski. Sometimes you and I will have very different ways of relaxing. In the near future, I will be closely supervised north of Algonquin Park in a canoe with Brother Mark for 4 days. He's in charge, don't worry. What could possibly go wrong? We need to take our Lord's advice and get away. Re-energize our batteries. Embrace the theology of leisure that Jesus taught his own disciples. Let's get away from it all. Now, there's always good news, and then there's what could go wrong, right? Jesus takes his disciples. They head off into a deserted place, and when they get there, the deserted place has more people than the city had. And they all have needs. And Jesus puts his own agenda aside for a short time in order to meet the needs. The scripture says something like this. He sees them, and it feels like they are sheep without a shepherd. Disorientated, disorganized, disillusioned. Wow, that could sound like some of us right now. In the midst of more change than any of us ever wanted to see. And yet there are better days ahead. And Jesus knew that if he put his time aside and he spent time with those in need, eventually his heavenly Father would open new opportunities to relax. Sometimes it happens in the most bizarre ways. As you can imagine, my schedule is almost back to normal. And so I sit in the passenger seat in the car when we're traveling more than 10 minutes because the phone tends to ring, and apparently it's inappropriate if I answer the phone and drive. And so I sit in the passenger seat, and indeed the phone rang the other day, canceling where I needed to be Saturday morning. And although I wanted to be there and it was going to be a wonderful opportunity with coaching leadership of another church, the fact that it got canceled meant that I got to sleep in and get bacon and eggs. It's okay to cancel what isn't absolutely necessary in order for self-care, as Jesus tried to mandate with the disciples. And when you find yourself distracted by those who need you, not want you, need you. There's a difference. It's imperative that we respond to those needs and then return to that relaxation that Jesus refers to in the gospel. Let's talk just for a minute about his example of how he responds in compassion. We have many issues that we'll be dealing with in the next little while, but if we're able to deal with those with compassion, with placing ourselves in the other person's shoes, as it were, understanding where they're really coming from, and the only way we can do that is to listen. So I'm going to tell you a secret. For a year and a half, I have had a piece of paper on the dash of my computer. In every Bible study, in every meeting. And I know some of you will be a little uncomfortable with the following phrase, but bear with me, it really matters. The little piece of paper is a memory from my childhood. And it was my grandmother. And she used this phrase when my grandfather got out of control. And she would do this, and sometimes you catching me do it. And what I'm thinking is, and what that little piece of paper says in front of my computer for the last year and a half is, ready? I apologize if you're offended. It says, shut up. Because the only way we can experience the other is to listen. And the only way to listen is to remind ourselves that it's okay if this isn't moving all the time. This isn't a lecture, it's an encouragement to be present in the needs of others. Not the wants, the needs. For Jesus showed his disciples and he showed us that we are to be compassionately listening to the needs of others, and then to respond within our resources. And I need you to know that we have had blessing after blessing after blessing in order to respond to the needs of this place and the needs of this ministry, and all of that goes to your credit. Your credit. And the glory goes to God. As we embrace this new experience together, we are setting a new course. Many of you will see in your bulletins the front cover of a ship. Wait till you see it blown up on a wall. But as you look at that, you'll see that there are several sails on that boat. What moves our course forward? Who's included? What issues are important? I'd like you to take that bulletin home today and fill in the sails. Some of you will fill in the word outreach. Some of you will say missions. Some of you will say music. Some of you will say pastoral care. But I want you to fill the sails, because there's going to be an opportunity soon for you and I to talk about. Oh, let me be very clear. For you to talk about, me to listen. What you believe the priorities of this church need to be in the next 12 months. Because when we set our course, and when we are ready to leave the docks, we will embrace new and exciting possibilities. So follow Jesus' advice in the next 4 to 8 weeks. Get lots of rest. Breathe deep. Enjoy the beauty of the world around you. And get ready for an exciting future. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.